by Schnars and drop it off. We'll give it a tune-up so that when you take your favorite lamp home, it will once again brighten your day. Come to Schnars, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location and hours, go to schnars.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7751. That's 1-800-620-7751.
Call Dalco Home Remodeling at 314-298-7300. If you buy from someone else and find out how much you could have saved on windows, roofing, and siding, you'll blow your stack.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
I like that underwear part. That's
so
funny.
So join his partners and hear him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
luscious melons from it.
So get loose and up. We're about to get
Willie likes him some melons.
Oh, Willie, you all right?
Willie, okay?
Timely.
Yeah. Timely. You better take one for me, Frank.
Okay. Good afternoon. And welcome to the January 15th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's. I was driving right alongside the Amini's parking lot today, and I looked over, and there were a lot of cars there. Now, a few months ago, when I drove by, there weren't as many cars. You know what that tells me? We've done it again! Thank you. Thank you, folks, who are every day discovering Amini's and letting them know...
Hey!
That's your AM and the PM. We'll talk about Amini's. After we talk about a couple people in the room with me here, first, our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises, and Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
What? Hang on, Willie. Willie's wanting to know if he can introduce Dan. Is that okay with you, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, come
sure,
on over here,
fine.
Willie. Take the mic.
All right. Everybody, it's Willie the Blues Man. Dan's trousers in the house with a trouser mount. I love that trouser mount. I know what that means. That means penis. I know what that means.
Willie. Wow.
Johnson. Penis, whatever you want to call it, in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, Willie. Hi, everybody.
I'll take it, Willie.
Take a break. Coughed up along there.
All right, I got a health problem. Cigarettes, whiskey. You young people listening, you listen to Willie. He stopped the music for a second. This is serious now. You young people. You take it from Willie. I grew up in bars and taverns and a lot of smoking and drinking and whiskey and stuff. And you hear what it did to me. Don't do that. Don't smoke and don't drink. You'll end up like me. It's old wrinkled up man. Can't hardly make a sentence without.
Oh, man.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
He's Frank.
All right, start the music now. Thank you, Willie. You saved a lot of lives right there.
The more you know.
The more you know. Thank you.
It's like one of those.
I saw that on television.
NBC, PSA.
The more you know. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
Frank, can I say something?
Yeah. Okay, stop the music. Thank you. What is it now, Willie?
I was going to say something about Hebe Jimenez, if I could. Up. 7 years ago, my good close friend, Mr. Ray Charles.
70 years ago?
Several years ago. My good friend, Mr. Ray Charles, came to town and put on a concert. And he told me, he said, Willie, you know anybody good on security? But you know, I'm blind. And I said, I know that, Ray.
Oh, man.
He said, who do you know? I said, Hebe Jimenez. That's the only one you need to know. And he protected my friend Ray Charles. I want everybody to know that. All right, Frank, you can have it back now.
Okay. Thank you, Will. That's a good story. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is behind you.
Can I say something about Bernice real quick? Oh,
George Norrie's getting ready to come on.
Yeah. Hurry up, Willie.
You know, I never met Bernice. Personally, I never met her, but she sounded like a lot of women that I know. I knew a woman years ago. Her name was Ruth Guilford, and she made pies. She was a
Ruth Guilford
smoker, and she's just a wonderful woman. Love that squirrel gravy. I remember hearing Bernice talk about squirrel gravy. Willie had him some squirrel gravy over the years. I'll tell you that.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'll take it. I'll take it. We'll start the music. Yeah. Hey! Let's see. And what, Red Boy? No, I have never, ever.
What kind of gravy?
Cheese.
Cheese gravy.
Ooh,
you ever heard of that?
Sounds good.
It
no,
does actually sound good. We'll try that, Red Boy. Give it up with Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Texts and the tweets and the emails are pouring in. Love Willie the Blues Man. More Willie the, that's what they're saying. More Willie the Blues Man. We'll get him on here. He's recovering.
Twitter is a buzz.
Coughing fit right now. We're brought to you by Amini's. I seriously was. And you know why I was by their parking lot? Because I went to Culver's again. See,
oh, man.
Now what's
oh,
happened to me, what's happened to me is I discovered it, and now I'm going to do that. Burn myself out on it. And I had a double Culver's with a pickle and light mustard, and I didn't eat most of the bread again. And there was Amini's, and I look over the parking lot, a lot of cars. Wasn't that long ago I'd look over there and I go, well, that place ought to have more cars than that. So what I think is a lot of you are going to Amini's. In fact, I was in, I think, three nights ago, Saturday night, my wife and I went in. And we're looking at something, and Tyler, who works there, came up, and he said, I just wanted to introduce myself and say hello. And he said, we got a lot of people coming in here now, saying their AM and the PM. And I said, well, that's good. That's the way it's supposed to work. So thank you, folks, for going into Amini's. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to buy anything when you go. I just want you to see the store. And I want you to have an idea of all the things that Amini's has, from the Jaffe lighting selection upstairs, which is tremendous, to the accent pieces, and the tables, and the furniture, and the home theater furniture, the massage chairs, the shuffleboard tables, the pinball machines, the electronic dart boards. And it just kind of goes on at pool tables. You know, they have 20 different pool table options at Amini's. Some places say, well, we have five different options in pool tables. You can have this one, or the other three. No, 20 different options, including American-made slate-top tables for about $1,500, all the way up to, you know, $30,000 if you want to pay it. Handmade. The official term, if you really know the rug business, hand knotted.
Oh.
And then you study and start to learn about knots per square inch, and that tells you about the quality of the rug. But whether it's a machine-made rug or, a hand-knotted rug, it won't be junk because Amini's doesn't sell any junk. This is a fantastic store. Shuffleboard. Anybody in the family can play shuffleboard. Even that Nick with no arms and no legs, I'll guarantee that guy could play shuffleboard. He could do anything mm-hmm. else. I bet he could play shuffleboard. Shuffleboard tables from 9 feet to 22 feet. And not a bad one in the bunch. So whatever size your house is and space you have, they probably have a shuffleboard table that'll fit. Foosball table, ping pong. There's no other store like it. It's Amini's, and it's in the valley under the Copper Dome at the Boone's Crossing exit. Right there off 40 or Interstate 64, whichever you choose. Aminis, Amini's.com is their website. From from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Good day.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
I don't know if you can tell my voice, but I'm a little a little upset. I am.
No, you all right?
What's wrong?
Well, I was just reading online that Al Gore's coming to town and all the tickets are gone.
Oh. Well, bum
you
me out.
Now.
Thanks for bumming us out.
Sorry, I just was reading.
You didn't
that.
Even get a warning.
I thought you were going to do the old joke. What did the pony say to the cow on the farm? Excuse me, but I'm a little horse.
Oh.
I can hook you up with them. I can hook you up with some passes.
Sorry to disappoint everybody. February 9th, he'll be in town. No tickets. No freaking tickets left.
The money just keeps rolling in for Al.
Poor Al.
That's correct.
Poor Al. Oh, on Monday, for the first time in nearly 7 years, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas spoke during oral arguments at the Supreme Court. Man, boy, something's pretty wrong in this country when we can't get a guy like Clarence Thomas to speak, but yet we can't get Kim Kardashian to shut up.
My wife and I have arguments about that oral stuff all the time. We have oral arguments in my house.
That's a different, whole different
deal. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, Beyonce and Jay-Z, this is so disgusting, reportedly spent $200,000 on their daughter's first birthday party.
Well, who hasn't done that?
Yeah. And instead of one of those bouncy castles, they actually got her a real castle.
Yeah. Well, you could.
And President Obama's Inauguration Day guests will include about 27 celebrities, which is unusual because on an average day, Obama hangs out with 29 celebrities.
Scaling down.
And finally, this afternoon.
This is not a partisan statement, because I would say this about any second-term president. Isn't it really kind of ridiculous to have a whole inauguration thing again for any second-term president?
Yes, it's kind of silly. Sorry, I can't stop thinking about that Al Gore thing.
I can tell you're broken up.
I'll hook you up there, Bill.
Thank you, Al. Well, there are record low freezing temperatures all across the country, as you know, even in places like California and Arizona this week. Everybody's having to make adjustments. For example, now in Arizona, illegals are actually ice skating across the border.
Oh, my goodness, that is cold.
Yeah. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Here's how you can tell when Bill thinks he's bombed. He goes, what is today? It's Tuesday. Only Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday. Yeah.
It seems like it should be later in the week. Yeah, it seems like it should be later for some reason. Somebody sent me a great quote. This is kind of serious, but I just thought it was something that made me think. And here's the quote. After the game, the kings and the pawns all go back in the same box. That's a great thought.
Yeah.
It really is. Because in the end, I don't care how big you thought you were or how important you thought you were, the kings and the pawns all go back in the same box. Thank you, Jerry, for sending me that. T-minus 4 days and counting for the trip to Jamaica, man. Where we'll be going. Looking forward to that. We'll shoot as much video as we can. And every time we go, because everywhere's a little different, I don't know what we... I'm afraid to shoot a video clip back, like to YouTube, and have you try to put it, because I don't know what the cost is down
the internet
there.
Access.
Maybe we'll be able to, but if not, as soon as we get back, I promise you, between Peon, me, Dan, the people on the trip, we'll have some pretty good video for you for the Facebook page. Already got some great response to North American Solar. For those of you who emailed and said, what was the website of that solar panel place again? It's there's a link to it on my site, frankopinion.com. It's north-americansolar.com. Now, this morning, I read this article about what Cadillac has done. They're introducing the Cadillac ELR. In fact, they just unveiled it, I think this morning, the Cadillac ELR. And here's what it says about it. It is a Chevy Volt with a Cadillac body on it.
Hmm.
I don't like that. I don't like, that's not, That's not a Cadillac. Does anybody remember the Cadillac Cimarron?
Yes.
What a joke. I like Cadillacs. Yeah. I like the Escalade. I like the CTS. But they're going to do this Volt, and it says it hits showrooms early in 2014 in North America. They're going to do a limited number of them. It has a 5.5-foot-long, 435-pound T-shaped. Like, this can't be right. It says the ELR has a 5.5-foot-long, 435-pound T-shaped battery? A 5.5-foot-long battery?
Wow.
Now, you'd think a battery that big. The battery weighs 430 pounds. It says it'll take it 35 miles.
Oh!
that's it.
Yeah.
They haven't quite perfected that battery thing yet.
Nah, apparently not. And it's pretty much a Volt. So, I don't know. There you go. If you want to say, hey, I drive a Cadillac, but you really want to drive a Volt, there you go. Something for everybody. Now, I think this is a really good idea. I found this article about a workout place down in Dallas. And it's called Downsize Fitness. And this is a great idea. You can't go there unless you're fat.
I like that.
I love it. Because one of the things... Thank you. One of the things that I've always hated, and I've been in a lot of gyms... Oh, wait a minute.
No,
I haven't. I've been in about two for 20 minutes.
But you start there, and you're fat.
You look around, and next to you is somebody like that Jillian Michaels or something.
100 pounds, barbells.
But if you go there, and you're fat, and then you're on the treadmill and all this other stuff, and you lose, say you lose 20, 30 pounds, and then you get nice and fit, do they kick you out?
Yeah,
they do.
At what point?
No, they do.
You have to move on.
Well, I'm sure there's a point where when you've lost so much weight, you're gone. To get in and actually start, you have to be at least, the minimum, is 50 pounds overweight.
Wow.
Or you can't join this fitness club. I think this is a great idea.
I got to gain some more weight before
Now, the thing is, if you join and you're 50 overweight, I don't know. They don't go into, but I would think as long as you were heavy when you joined, I'm sure they don't want ultimately for everybody in there to be at the proper weight, then you've lost the whole appeal of it.
Right.
So I think you do probably get booted out. Or if they're smart, they have another gym.
Yeah.
They transfer you membership over to there because now you're no longer in the 50-pound overweight crowd. But this guy says, I started the gym because I've been overweight my whole life. I was embarrassed to go to the gym myself. And I think it's a great idea. He said a lot of it was based on what he saw in Biggest Loser. It was a bunch of similar people, and nobody really felt bad because they're all fat. I think it's a great idea. I almost said I would go there, but nah, I thought it over. tonight on Channel 9, which is our PBS station, 7 o'clock, Ryan Seacrest narrates interviews with Phyllis Diller, Betty White, Joan Rivers, Mary Tyler Moore, Carol Burnett. It's season 3 of the Pioneers of Television, and tonight it's the Funny Ladies of Television. They're also going to have primetime soaps, superheroes, and miniseries documentaries. That's a great series, that Pioneers of Television on Channel 9, if you've never seen it. It's worth your time. We're in the flu season, the cold season. Knock on Formica. I have not gotten the flu, and I almost never get a cold, but... the latest research that's out, and I have this long article in front of me that says you should not blow your nose.
Yeah, how about
that? You shouldn't blow your nose.
Really?
Yeah, it makes it worse. You should just sort of let it just fall out, run out, keep a Kleenex with you.
Oh, man, I had to run to Walgreens at 3 a.m. last night because I woke up and
couldn't breathe.
Both sides were just black solid. Oh, yeah, so I had to.
Afrin.
I was out. My squirt bottle was out. So
and
I had
you
to
know
go
what
get
it's like? It's like an addict needing a fix. You can't breathe.
Yeah, I got up and it was like 10 degrees out, and I had
but
to drive
but you think
to
you're going
to
smother?
Yes, yes.
Been
I
there.
Yeah.
Do you know that I have at least 5 bottles of Afrin?
I need to stock up.
I got one in my bag over here right now. I keep one in the car. I keep one at home.
I need to have backups because that was awful.
Ever want to wake up and can't breathe and not have either the after.
Oh, when you go to squirt it and there's nothing left and you're like,
But it works. Let me tell you something. It works.
Great. They say in that article, I think that's the best thing to do.
They say it absolutely is, but you don't want to use it more than 3 times a day. and that if you do blow your nose, you should gently blow one nostril at a time, just to kind of get, but don't, you know, don't blow hard. I got to tell you, if you have a cold, there is no better way to blow your nose than the farmer blow, where you just hold one nostril shut,
not rocket.
Shoot that rocket outdoors.
Love that.
Did you ever do that? Where you
outdoors?
You're supposed to do that outdoors?
What are you doing on your furniture?
Oh, I didn't know.
A lot of hockey players do that, sitting on the bench or over
there. Oh, I've seen them do it.
Yeah, they're doing that.
Now, I got to thinking about this. Whatever happened to, is there still Dristan?
Remember is that a spray?
Well, we used to see Dristan commercials.
I don't know. There's like 30 different kinds.
Okay, but
now,
here's the other one that used to monopolize the TV. Contact cold.
Yes.
Do they still exist?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if they still make them anymore.
You know, when you get that cold and you got all that pressure built up and you do try and blow your nose, then all of a sudden you hear this.
Yeah, you like burst. Oh, it's horrible. No, it's and then your ears get screwed up. I don't want to talk about it. I'll get a cold if I talk about it. A great joke that I said to Peon. I said, you think we've told this for a while? And as soon as I said it, he said, oh, my goodness, one of my favorite jokes. We'll do it for you. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Two ladies that work together are talking to each other, and they're both married. And one is relative newlywed. She and her husband have only been married a year or so. She's in her 20s. And the other lady is in her late 40s, been married a while. And women say they don't talk about sex, but they do. Mm-hmm. They do. They're liars about that. They talk about it more than we do. And the young woman is just talking about, you know, how exciting their sex life is. And the woman in her late 40s, she says, boy, oh boy, she said, I sure wish that I could come up with a way to put the spark back in our sex life. And she says to the younger girl, she says, I don't want to get too personal, but what do you guys role play or what fantasy? What do you do? She says, we have the greatest game we play. The young girl says, my husband and I sit across from each other, totally nude, and he has in front of him some grapes, and I have donuts. And when he's aroused, I fling those donuts like ring toss, and I see if I can, you know, make the donut land on his wiener. And he takes the grapes and shoots them like marbles, like marble shooting, and I sit there with my legs spread apart, and he sees if he can hit the goal, if he can get the grape. And the woman in her late 40s, she says, oh, my goodness, she said, that is, that sounds like a lot of fun, but we're older. And she says, oh, what's that got to do with it? She says, you're not too old to play games like that. She said, well, maybe you're right. So you use donuts to ring toss? She says, yeah, on his wiener. And then he shoots grapes at me. And she says, well, maybe I can make something like that work at our house. So the older woman calls her husband and she says, listen, I want us to try a new game tonight at home, but for us to do it, I need you to stop at the grocery store, and I want you to pick up some Cheerios and some grapefruits.
All right, let's go airborne and check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got westbound 64. It's usual stop-and-go points between Kings Highway and McCausland. It's not too bad between 270 out to the Boone Bridge, but you are really stacking up, approaching 94 to just a little bit west of Highway K. Northbound 170, that was extremely heavy from a little bit north of St. Charles Rock Road up through Airport Road, almost to North Handley before it finally opened up. Eastbound 270, you are slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Looks like westbound 70, that's stacking up from St. Charles Rock Road to the Blanchette Bridge. Southbound 270, that's just slow at Olive, and then you're heavy again south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. So the volume has picked up there. This traffic report brought to you by Bosch Wiper Blades. Bosch reminds you to change your wiper blades this season and be prepared before extreme weather hits. Get exclusive Bosch Beam technology for superior all-weather performance. Bosch Wiper Blades, clear the way. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show. Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Tuesday broadcast tonight. Knives and Forks at the Ready. Restaurant Tuesday goes to Eros. Also, George Mahey comes along for the ride. Some Black and White with Ron Ramey just to mix it up. And we'll throw in some TV talk with Tina Charles. All at no extra charge to you. No salesman will call. It starts tonight at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. It's a new year, and Weber Chevrolet has brand new showrooms, new models, and new deals. 2013 LS Cruze, just $14,900. 2013 LS Malibu, just $19,900. 2013 LS Equinox, just $21,900. These are not leftover models. They are 13s, and they have no restrictions, no fine print, and no asterisks. The prices include dealer discounts and rebates that everyone in the St. Louis area qualifies for. If you qualify for any other rebates, you pay even less. In addition, we have several more ways to save on all new Chevys. Trade assistance, GM loyalty discounts, auto show bonus cash, even GM card bonus offers, all combined with Weber value pricing to save you thousands, including new Silverados. Just check out WeberChevrolet.com for details. New 13 Cruze for $14,900, new 13 Malibu for $19,900, new 13 Equinox for $21,900, huge savings on Silverados, and beautiful brand new showrooms. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are WeberChevrolet.com. Chevy runs deep.
What a great game. Only a few minutes to go.
Hey, we're going to win this one just like I won with my mortgage.
What do you mean?
Rates are still at historic lows, and I was able to refinance my mortgage before it was too late.
Really?
You need to contact American Equity Mortgage before the clock runs out.
Wait a minute.
Aren't you?
Just remember, AmericanEquity.com. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Take advantage of these historically low rates before it's too late. Call us today to find out how you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your mortgage. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
I'm Dennis Fogarty, owner of JJS Flooring. If you're in the need for a new floor, give us a try and I guarantee your satisfaction. We offer the same exact products as other stores in town with the same quality service at a fraction of the cost.
Some of the customers at JJS Flooring are well known.
You know, we have such a vast list of clientele from the large apartment complex people that manage throughout the town. Also, the Metropolitan Police Department, the Fire Department, Ladue Fire Department, Westport Plaza, Deardorff and Hart. Arts, Whitey Herzog's home, Dan Dierdorf's home itself. We've done quite a few celebrities.
JJS Flooring is known for their customer service.
Yeah, at the same token, you don't have to be a celebrity to get the celebrity treatment. But we treat all our people like they're celebrities. We're at 2301 Gravois in the city. You can find us at jjsflooring.com. And our phone number is 314-772-3996.
JJS Flooring.
Shop the city and save.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-300-5798. That's 1-800-300-5798. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-300-5798. 1-800-300-5798. 1-800-300-5798.
Why BC Powder for fast pain relief?
I'm not good with taking pills, so powder form really helps me.
I like that it's fast acting.
When I need to get rid of my pain, I go to BC.
I use them for muscle aches and back aches.
It takes away the pain real fast.
It's been in my family for generations. Being from the South, my grandparents took it, my parents took it.
And I loved it the first time I tried it.
It's the only thing that works, and it works fast.
Relief at the speed of BC.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction, and I want to wish everyone a happy new year. I also want to remind you that Lane House Construction is your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Call 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA-certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is that guy a professional announcer?
He's professional.
Yeah.
Tiny bubble. He's an athlete.
Oh, okay. That would explain a lot. It's time to go to Southern California. And we're going to check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Wait till you see some examples of what Thompson Price and his people can do with your kitchen or bathroom. I don't know what knock your socks off. I don't know how that ever came to be, but they will. They'll knock your socks off. ThompsonPrice.com is the website, and here is Mike Evans.
I hope they don't knock his socks off. You got some ugly ass feet.
Oh.
Who, Tom Price?
No.
Well, who?
You.
How have you seen his feet before?
You've never seen my feet.
Yeah, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have.
When?
At the pool.
No, sorry.
No, I think so.
No, I don't think so.
Have you guys ever been naked together at Mike Evans' hot tub?
No, please.
Are you sure?
No, with Cheryl I have, but not me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Wish.
Yeah, I do.
Pop quiz question. AFC, NFC championship games set. Of the four teams, which team has the rowdiest fans, had the most arrests at their home games this year?
Good one.
Baltimore, San Francisco, Atlanta, New England. Answer in just a minute. Regarding Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
Another no-show in court today. Still no warrant or jail. Proof positive. In Los Angeles, there are two sets of justice. One for the regular folks and one for the Hollywood stars.
No, that is absolutely true.
It is just shameful. 19 arrests in the last 5 years and she hasn't gone to jail. And Lindsay was ordered to appear again on January 30. I don't know why they do it. She doesn't show up. And by the way, Lindsay was 3,000 miles away in New York sleeping off an all-nighter instead of being in court this morning.
Oh.
Unbelievable. It is. It's ridiculous. What? Lance Armstrong admits he took drugs?
I think he's lying. I think he says he did it, now he's lying.
And now I hear that Lance Armstrong is going to blow the whistle on biking officials that took bribes from him all those years and looked the other way just so maybe he can get back and compete down the road.
By the way, if he does that, he's the scum of the earth. This guy's got no business blowing a whistle.
This thing is going to air on Oprah, but I understand that the governing bodies and the sponsors like the Postal Service, that they've already talked to each other and they're going, no. This is a little interview with Oprah. That's not going to get it done. We want you to swear under oath and have it notarized that you cheated. And you know if he does that, not only are they not going to let him come back, they're going to come after him for money.
Well, he's also facing plagiarism. I mean perjury charges, because even admitting it on her show, forget signing anything, you admitted it.
Yeah,
I think he's facing all kinds of bad stuff.
He is just a scumbag.
And he deserves it.
Love Nuggets, it's on like Donkey Kong between Lady Gaga
and
Taylor Kinney. Taylor Kinney and the Gaga have been spotted canoodling in public. Taylor is an up-and-coming actor, stars in Zero Dark Thirty. New news, there were rumors that Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper had a little romance while shooting Silver Lining Playbook. They have denied that. However.
And there's always a however in life.
They were very chummy at a couple of Golden Globe parties Sunday night after the show. Warning, warning. A Mike Evans conspiracy theory, and it's a bit wild, but hear me out.
Right.
There was a joke on the Golden Globe Sunday when Tina Fey said to Ben Affleck, "It had to be a pleasure to shoot Argo in Iran, a place that's friendlier to outsiders than your hometown of Boston."
Wow. Good line.
So it was a great line, but I got to thinking, could there be something to this? Ben was ignored by the Academy Award voters for Best Actor in the movie Argo. He was also not nominated for an Oscar, ignored for Director of Argo, and he actually won Best Director as a Golden Globe for Argo. Is it possible that the general dislike for people from Boston by Los Angeles and New York Academy voters could have something to do with the snub? I'm just saying.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. TV news, writers of the movie Hangover are getting their own TV show. They're going to call it Hangover.
Oh.
See what they did there?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. New reality show starts Thursday on TBS. I got to watch this. I actually think it'll be kind of good. King of the Nerds. They're going to find what they say will be the biggest nerd in the world. I think that might be good.
I'm sitting here trying to think. How do you make a series out of a Hangover, which is a night and a day? How do you make a whole series out of that?
Well,
I don't get that.
Mike Tyson takes a serious role on Law and Order. It's a serious role. He plays a murderer. I was thinking he should play a rapist. He has a little more experience as that.
Well, we have a rare, in fact, we're the only ones that have a copy of this. He auditioned and did a screen test for a series called The Speller.
No kidding.
And it's about a boxer who goes on and gets an education and wins a national spelling bee and then an international spelling competition.
Wow.
Here's his audition, his screen test, essentially, the audio. This is a scene where they've just said, spell Christmas. Mm-hmm. And here it is.
A-R.
No.
A-M-R-R-I-M.
No.
Needless to say, he didn't get the part.
Yeah. He should stick with maybe being a rapist on the show.
Yeah.
And finally, I hate to see it come to an end, Franco.
Well, what people can't see is that at this point in every broadcast, you're well up in tears.
Right in the studio.
Yeah, they can't see that.
And you're in the West Wing. You have to close the blind.
Why don't people see us crying?
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Well, I knew that. I hope I didn't let a cat out of the bag there.
No, not a problem.
The four AFC-NFC championship teams, which team is the rowdiest, had the most arrests in their home stadiums this year? Is it, and as I say this the way they say it in their own hometown, Baltimore, San Francisco, Atlanta, or New England?
What do you think, Dan?
Oh, I'm going to go Baltimore.
Baltimore.
I'm going to go San Francisco.
The answer is the most rowdy fans in the entire NFL are the San Francisco 49ers.
You idiots.
Over 100 arrests last week alone at Candlestick Park, and authorities in the Bay Area said it isn't even close. The 49er fans much worse than the Oakland Raider fans now.
Wow.
Idiots.
I'm Mike Evans. I'm live. I'm in Hollywood, and I will see you.
But everybody was laid back in San Francisco.
I've only been to San Francisco one time, and I told you this. I met some of the rudest people. I've been to New York. I met more rude people in San Francisco than New York.
You know what? I've been there twice. They're weird, and they're rude, and they're just hateful.
Yeah, I got into it with a gay guy in San Francisco, buddy.
What?
Remember over the cigar thing?
Oh, yeah.
We're smoking cigars, and this flamer comes up with his husband, and proceeds to just, read us the riot act. You cannot smoke that cigar here. And we're outside. We're outdoors. I said, we're outdoors. I don't care. It's against the law. You're obviously not from here. I said, no, we're not from here. Well, it's against the law.
Well, thanks for the welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not against the law to smoke a cigar. And then it happened twice. It happened twice to us in San Francisco. I don't know. I didn't find
health nuts out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Every other corner, the oats and bran store, the
grass stand,
special sale on alfalfa sprouts, and that kind of place. Yeah, it's a very different crowd out there. I know a lot of people love it. If I never go back to San Francisco, that'd be fine with me. One, I don't like walking up and down hills.
That
alone is enough to keep me away. First Community Credit Union has a great offer for you. As a way of getting your credit card business and getting you out from under the ridiculous credit card debt that you're in, if you transfer your credit card balances from your current credit card to any First Community credit card, you'll pay 0% interest for an entire year. On the transferred balance. And then you're only going to pay 3.99% interest on all your credit card purchases till the end of this year. So get yourself a First Community Credit Union credit card. It is a terrific deal. Of course, it's subject to credit approval. And it does exclude existing balances on First Community credit cards. In other words, if you already have a First Community credit card and you've got a pretty good balance, you can't go in there now and go, hey, I'd like 0% on this. No, this is transferred from another card and then 3.99% on all future purchases till the end of this year. Just one more reason. We would love for you to join us as members of First Community Credit Union. So think about where you do your banking, and unless you have some really good reason for never leaving, leave them. Dump them. Take your money out of there, your savings out of there, your car loan out of there, and bring them over where we bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Time to see how the ride home looks. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne. Tim?
And things are winding down with problems. If you're traveling on eastbound 64, you already have stop-and-go traffic from 141 through Mason, but just after Spady, you've got the police with one car that's blocking the right lane, and then just before Lindbergh, there are police with a couple of cars off on the right shoulder, and that's causing a slowdown there. They've cleared an accident on eastbound 64 near Big Bend, but you have a backup that goes from 170 through that area. That's also causing southbound 170 to be pretty well jammed up from Ladue down through 64. Now, the other problem on westbound 64, right at Hampton, you've got a minor accident. The police just drove up on it after it's been there for about 5 to 10 minutes. It's blocking the right center lane, and you are slow now from Boyle through Hampton. Once you get beyond that, it's a little slow from 270 through Mason, and then you're looking pretty good out towards the Boone Bridge. On northbound 170, we're slow now north of Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Southbound 270 has stop-and-go traffic approaching Manchester through Doherty Ferry. And westbound 70, you're still running a little bit slow between St. Charles Rock Road, McKelvey, and then you hit the stop-and-go stuff from 270 through the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by TaxAct.com. TaxAct.com, where your federal taxes are free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. TaxAct.com. It's how they act. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-300-5798. That's 1-800-300-5798. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-300-5798. 1-800-300-5798. 1-800-300-5798.
The Big 550. KTRS.
Ooh. Yeah, he said it.
Ooh. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
I don't know why it seems like it ought to be Friday, but it seems like it ought to be Friday. But it's not. It's Tuesday. So I can say, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com. The Talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. One of the nation's toughest gun control laws is about 2 hours old, signed by New York